little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
Our multi-platinum selling guest on the Sessions at Midori House this week has also won 2 Grammy Awards. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, has performed on Broadway, has a charity dedicated to giving people access to arts education, and runs a sustainable avocado farm in his spare time. He is Jason Mraz and soared to success a decade ago with his massive hit, I'm Yours. He's about to release his first album in 4 years called No, and today he's here to tell us about it and play a few tracks, new and old.
This is Jason Mraz, and this is one of my new songs. It's called Have It All. It's meant to be a toast or a blessing or a musical greeting card that you could share with your friends. And I originally even thought it might be a nice commencement speech for someone who might be graduating. Here it is. It's called Have It All. May you have auspiciousness and causes of success, and may you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in your being generous, sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa, may the road less paved be the road that you follow. Whoa, well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it all. Oh, I want you to have it all. I want you to have it, I want you to have it all. And may you be as fascinating as a slap bracelet. And may you keep the chaos and the clutter off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions though immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. May you really own it each moment to the next. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa, may the road less paved be the road that you follow. Whoa, well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all. Oh, I want you to have it all. Well, I want you to have it, I want you to have it all. Oh, I want you to have it all. All you can imagine, oh, no matter what your path is. If you believe it, then anything can happen. Go, 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 raise your glasses. Go, 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 you can have it. Oh, well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all. I want you to have it all. I want you to have it, I want you to have it all. Yeah, here's to the good times we're gonna have. Here's to you always making me laugh. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all.
Jason Mraz, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, one of the songs you played today is from your upcoming album, No, called Have It All. Mm-hmm. And that is a translated message from a Buddhist monk in Myanmar. Tell us a bit about the story behind that song.
A common greeting over there is Tashi Dilek, which was translated to me to mean may you have auspiciousness and causes of success. I just thought that was a really lovely salutation, so I took to my journal, I wrote it down, I tried to clone that phrase many times over, thinking that, I don't know, maybe I would use it in a speech or use it in a rap. I'm always collecting material. So a couple months later, I ended up in a writing session in Los Angeles, pulled out my journal and gave birth to the seed of the song, and that was way back in the spring of 2013. And then just a few months ago, decided to bring it out of a pile of old songs and shared it with my band, Raining Jane, and we updated it with a little modern thump and new post-chorus and all the geeky things that we do. And here it is. It's a happy little song. I think the world always needs happy songs.
That's true. And I read also that you said that between about 2012 and now, you'd actually written a lot of angry and frustrated and sad songs as well. And I think you're kind of known for a fairly cheerful disposition in your music. Do you feel like you have to maybe get that out of the way in other songs?
Definitely. Yeah, I have to write all kinds of things. I mean, songwriting is a way for me to understand my life or see it reflected back to me on the page. So in the last couple of years, the U.S. had quite a bit of a shift politically and I think spiritually. Kindness was challenged. There were some hurtful things said. There's many tragic things done, and our ability to forgive and heal was constantly challenged. A lot of things came up. For example, the Standing Rock situation in early 2016, 15, 16, actually it was much longer than that, and I had a chance to visit there and realized, oh yeah, this is actually a 500-year-old problem, you know, that Native Americans have been fighting the colonial white man for 500-plus years. So I wrote a song there for that and was able to sing it there at part of a rally and a fundraiser to help them out. And that was one of the many kinds of songs I wrote over the last couple of years that I just felt needed to be voiced. I wrote another song called Undone, which was kind of combating the ever-changing music industry, and another one called Camouflage, which was about me not wanting to change. But when it comes to putting an album together, which is something that's going to outlive me, I would actually rather put songs of healing, songs of hope, songs of forgiveness, songs of compassion, songs of joy, songs of with good vibes, because I think long after our political fighting, we still have to just deal with being human. And I think songs of joy and compassion speak to our humanity more than just targeting a certain problem that needs to be solved, like a smaller problem that needs to be solved, like gun control. I know it's not a small problem. That's a huge problem. But, you know, maybe in 20 years, we can fix that. I don't want to have a song 50 years from now that's still singing about that issue, you know? This is a song that I've been playing in my live show for probably the last 3 years, and opening all my shows with this song as an opportunity to unplug, unwind, escape, maybe take that journey from the head into the heart. Or if you actually are in a car and you can physically get away from your city and out into country, this would be a song that could serve that purpose. It's called Let's See What the Night Can Do. Let's drive out to the desert at midnight and dance in the dust of our headlights and score some good seats for the sunrise and get dressed up in clothes we don't mind getting messed up where no one will know how to get us. We don't need a map, we'll just drive, drive, drive. I wanna get lost with you and hide out under the light of the moon. I wanna get lost with you and see what it's like to spend the whole night with you, just you.
with you, just you. We can head north over the oceans of turquoise, where after a while there'll be no noise except for the sound of our heartbeats beating on. And we'll stand in a canyon alone, singing our favorite songs, and wait for the words to return in the echo, 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 echo. I wanna get lost with you and hide out, out under the light of the moon. I wanna get lost with you and see what it's like to spend the whole night with you, just you, with you, just you, with you, just you, with you, just you, yes I. Let's see what the night can do. Let's see what the night can do. I wanna get lost. Let's see what the night can do. Let's see what the night can do. Let's see what the night can do. I wanna get lost with you. Let's see what the night can do. Let's see what our hearts wanna do. I wanna know what it's like to spend the whole night with you, just you, with you, just you, with you, just you.
And the last album you released in 2014 was called Yes, and the upcoming one is called No, mm-hmm. but maybe not in the way that you would expect that to be spelt.
That's
no
right.
as in to know something.
That's right.
But still feels fairly tongue-in-cheek.
It certainly does.
Why is this collection of songs called No?
Kind of what we were talking about in the frustrated era, in the post-truth era of post-November 2016. This is the first time in my life I've been introduced to fake news, but you feel it now. You were inundated with information. We are the information generation, and of that all, what is real? What is factual? And the no concept on this album is know yourself and know your heart. Listen to your heart. I've been married now for the last 3 years, so I got engaged when the Yes album was being put together, and now I've been sitting in that marriage. So it's also knowing who I am in relationship and knowing how strong I can be, or knowing what I still need to learn, you know. So that's it. Just always trying to learn as much as I can and know the truth.
And between these two albums, you've done a stint on Broadway as well.
I did.
How was that?
That was fantastic. I loved it.
Was it your first time on Broadway?
It was my first time on Broadway. I absolutely loved it because it was a chance for me to be just a performing artist. I didn't have to worry about the messaging. No one was asking me questions about why I am singing this particular song and what I wrote it about. No set list, no costume, nothing that I had to put on myself. I just got to be hired to be a paid performer, and that was a thrill and a bit of a vacation, actually. Mm. It was tons of fun.
So you actually felt less pressure doing the Broadway than you do doing your normal live shows? Because I actually thought it might be the other way around.
Well, it was a different kind of pressure. It was a pressure to fill the shoes of a character in a hit show that had been running already for almost 2 years at that time. And I didn't want to let down the ensemble and the producers and the audience. So there was that pressure just to make sure I knew the lines and I knew how to best sell that character. But once I got into the flow of it, it only took maybe a couple of weeks to really find it and feel it. And then it felt like I was doing Saturday Night Live every night of the week. It was 8 shows a week. It was spectacular. You didn't have time to think or worry about anything else because you were just always geared up for the next show. And you were always rewarded because the house was always packed and people were constantly laughing and crying to this show. It's a really great show. It's called Waitress on Broadway.
And did it give you a taste for the theater? Do you think you might be penning your first musical soon?
No, I'm not going to pen anything. I would do another show. But
you don't want to be responsible.
No, I don't want to be responsible, at least not at this stage. I mean, ask me in a year, I might change my mind. This is my happy little hippie song. It's called I'm Yours. A one, two, a one, two, three.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Jason Mraz, and his new album, No, is out on August the 10th on Atlantic Records. Jason is touring North America this summer. You can find out more details at jasonmraz.com. The show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kiran Banerjee. We'll be back at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for listening. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. Is there nothing gonna stop me but divine intervention? I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some that I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Hell yeah, hell. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and man, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family and it's our God intended right to be loved, love, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Do 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 you do you do 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 do. Do you want to come on and scooch on over closer, dear? Come here. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see you clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities. Just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and man, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't complicate things. Because our time is short. This is our fate. I am yours. I am yours.